With SRN News, I'm Jason Weigert. It is a major fraud case, and it is growing daily. It just keeps getting bigger. House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, meanwhile, is expanding right now and says it will just keep going. There's no question or any two ways about it. In the meantime, panel chairman, the Kentucky Republican James Comer, says the whistleblowers have confirmed that they were defrauded, or taxpayers were defrauded, in Minnesota. U.S. proposals for a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia meeting several of the demands now. That's the word from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. However, he is quick to point out that still, regardless of what they say, there's no chance that it may be going down very soon. He says somebody has to lose and somebody has to win in this matter. More at Federal Communications Commission banning some new foreign-made drones. It comes 1 year after Congress approved a defense bill that raised national security concerns about Chinese-made drones, which have become a dominant player in the United States, widely used in farming, mapping, law enforcement, and filmmaking. A review found all drones produced in foreign countries do pose, quote, unacceptable risk to the national security of the United States. Young women who have grown emboldened in their conservative beliefs attended the annual conference held by Turning Point USA in extremely large numbers over the weekend. That organization, of course, was founded by Charlie Kirk. This is SRN News. Are you a practicing Christian? Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
According to a poll from the Barna Group, to qualify as a practicing believer, you have to identify as a Christian, attend church at least monthly, and agree that your faith is very important in your life. The Barna survey reveals that only 24% of Americans qualify as practicing Christians, while 48% are non-practicing Christians. The percentage of practicing believers has been in decline since about 2010, while the non-practicing have increased. Michael Harrington reporting.
It was a solemn time in a Georgia church. Brown University placing its campus police chief, meanwhile, on leave as it reviews security policies following that deadly shooting. In Georgia, one of those who was gunned down was remembered by a number of family and friends on Monday. This is SRN News. Well, the weather likely to put up a few holiday roadblocks for a number of travelers. Here's correspondent Bill Alexander.
For those of you hitting the highways, flying, or taking the train to see family and friends this holiday week, yes, the weather may have some plans to impede your progress. The Northeast will see some snow and rain that could cause delays on Interstates 95 and 90, as well as cause flight delays to New York airports. The South could see some showers that may bring delays, but nothing severe is expected. The Upper Great Lakes will also see some snow showers that could impede travel.
Well, the Trump administration is suspending leases for at least five large-scale offshore wind projects under construction along the East Coast due to what it says national security risk identified by the Pentagon. The pause is effective immediately and will likely continue for some time. More details at srnnews.com.